At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, that is us. Good evening, everybody. Rich Ornberger, Artie Spanier on this busy Wednesday, 24th day of November. You're on Fox Sports Radio. We're in for the guys, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon. How you doing tonight, Rich? You're up in L.A., aren't you, big boy?
I'm up in L.A. The city is ablaze with a Lakers victory.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Here we are on that 24th day of November you just mentioned, and a game they needed to have. They needed to have it, Arnie, and they got it.
Could we be further apart? By the way, you're in L.A. I am in Burlington, Vermont. That's got to be a record, right?
The future is now. Look at us. I mean, we're together, but we're so far apart. But I'm going to enjoy your company over the next 4 hours, that's for sure.
Happy Thanksgiving. I assume this is one of your favorites of all times. Not to just put a stereotype on you, but I know it's one of mine, and there's no doubt about that. I love Thanksgiving. My favorite time of year, my friend.
Yeah, to give everyone the visual, he's talking to a former offensive lineman, so Arnie's got this thing pegged. Yeah, I look forward. I mean, look, if we could have... a petition signed to have the other 364 just like Thanksgiving Day, I'd be okay with that because I think cranberry and stuffing fits nicely on my training table. But yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Got a lot of family around. You know, obviously through the pandemic, last Thanksgiving it was different, and yes, so really looking forward to good food and good conversations.
Yeah, but you're in LA. It's different than Thanksgiving when the weather's all nice. We're getting like about 6 inches of snow on Friday, and you know, it's a different time of year when you're out here in the East Coast. Most of you guys are on the West Coast that work at Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, you know? That's right. You're getting like the real Thanksgiving.
Yes,
we get like the light beer of Thanksgiving. We get the you know, all the flavor, none of the calories, and well, actually, yeah, the calories still count.
Yeah, you get the calories.
Oh yeah.
I got to tell you, you know, real quick, I went last night to like one of the school plays here in town. It's like a big deal. There's like 2,000 people at the theater. This is to see like a high school play. Mm. And I got to tell you something. You know, I'm used to like sports dads, you know, who think their kids are going straight to the NBA or the NFL. But acting dads, oh my goodness. I mean, they're yelling, oh, bravo! Bravo!
I'll tell my son's the Artful Dodger. He's going straight to Broadway.
I'm like, dude, your kid said four lines and did a somersault. I go, relax yourself. Oh my goodness. And belt in the middle of the performance, way to go! You nailed it! I'm like, really? Really?
Yeah, my son is the fourth chimney sweep in Mary Poppins. He's got a future, Arnie. He's got a future.
Oh, it was just great. It was fun. But, you know, it's a good time. Lots going on. Look, we got a busy show. A lot of sports to get to. Obviously, we got three games of NFL to get to as we start off week 12, so we'll touch on that a little bit. I want to play a little bit of the quarterback shuffle and see where you think some of the quarterbacks are going to end up. We'll get to some Thanksgiving talk. No doubt. You can't have Thanksgiving without Thanksgiving talk. As we head into week 12, I know this. We'll talk about your alma mater, a little Penn State, James Franklin, with, what was it, 200-year extension or something like that? Yeah, is that what he got?
He will be 347 years old when this contract runs out. Penn State's very lucky to have James Franklin. And in
how many extensions is this? Seriously, it's like two or three extensions since he's been there, or
yeah,
what?
Well, you know, it was interesting because Penn State's obviously recent history has been very tumultuous. I mean, prior to everything that happened with Sandusky and Paterno, and the university really being at odds with its football program, it was years and years and years of consistency, some good years, some down, mostly up, though. And then since then, you know, it's Billy O'Brien, and then it's James Franklin, and with the success he's had, especially since you have this CFP, this College Football Playoff rankings,
yeah.
While they haven't made an appearance in the playoffs yet, they've been highly ranked. They've been able to recruit well. They've had a lot of stars that have transitioned well to the NFL. Most recently, Micah Parsons with the Cowboys. So, you know, look, this is the reinvestment that you have to make in college football at this point into your program. These coaches are getting paid at astronomical rates. And unless you want to go on a job search and maybe, you know, playing musical chairs and get left without a seat, you kind of have to re-up your guy, and that's exactly what they did.
You sound like Michigan State. I mean, how much did they give Mel Tucker? That guy's getting all the money in the world for crying. I didn't know there was that much money for two coaches out there.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty. I mean, it's falling off of trees in the Midwest and the Northeast. It's unbelievable. Yeah, Mel Tucker, 10-year, $95 million deal, and then goes out there against Ohio State. Good thing that the ink was dry on that contract before they went and played the Buckeyes. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll have Jason Cole that will stop on by in hour number three in the Power Hour of the show. We have the bonus hour today. Obviously, we'll get into some college football, and I'm one of those people, I don't want Cincinnati in. I'm an elitist. I don't think they deserve it because of one win over Notre Dame. I don't want them in the four. If we had 12, I'd be okay with it. But no, I'm with four, I can't put you in. You're not one of the Power Five conferences, you know?
Yeah, well, the competition, there's no question about it. If you look at Cincinnati's schedule, you know, classically, right? You know, it's not considered at the same level as the Pac-12 or the Big Ten or the ACC or the SEC, but You know what it does have, and I'm talking about the program, is that big win, that landmark victory over the Fighting Irish, and then also an offense. You know, in college football, if you play great defense and you win every game and you have an underperforming offense, there's no way you're going to get national notoriety. It's just not in the cards for you. But if you have a high-flying offense like the Bearcats have had over the majority of their season, you're going to get looks. You're going to get nods. They got a head coach, young guy, you know, good talker, does the circuit every time they have a big win, national television, you know, he does interviews. And so he's really elevated the profile along with the great play of his players to the point where now this is going to be, have to be a consideration year after year from this point forward, regardless of playoff expansion. The group of five may start to sneak into the conversation
now. Yes. Yeah. And you know what, though? I still think we'll have major realignment, but we'll get into all that. Like I said, if you want to join the show through Twitter, at Orenberger, did I get that right? That's it, at Orenberger. I'm a stinking genius one. Matter of fact, Sean says, look at Orenberger when he realized he got to do a show without Cannon Hartman, and he'll be able to speak and finish his thoughts and points without being interrupted. So no Raiders stories from the 80s. I love taking a shot at Hartman. You know that, don't
you? No, you right? have to. You have to. Did I mention my time as sports editor at the Daily Bruin?
But I'm going to do that to you. I'm going to go. I'm going to tell you the story about the time I could have owned the Lakers and,
that's right.
and stuff. No, that's a true story.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
No. These are all whoa. Are you selling me a bridge here? You were going to own a piece of the Lakers?
I went to high school with Jeannie Buss.
Interesting.
I mean, I was a good-looking guy. All I had to do was ask her out. She would have fallen in love with me.
You are fake news.
Hey, Jeannie, do you want to go to Westwood and see Animal House this weekend? It's come out. We would have gone on a date. She would have fell in love with me, gotten married, and I'd be, what, half owner of the Lakers right now? Would I not be or what?
No, I mean, look, what you said, that by the transitive property of logic.
Yes, of course, absolutely.
Locking arms with the owner of the Lakers franchise. Yeah, that would make you an owner as well.
Yeah, and her sister went to school there, Jeannie and Jenny. So I had, you know, twice I could have, you know, I had to hook up with one and I would have been good to go, but no such luck. Look, lot to get to. Come on, you're already bumming me out. I'm thinking about I could have been owner of the Lakers out there. But well, speaking about the Lakers, did you see that? Oh my goodness, overtime victory. LeBron thought he won it in regulation, of course. They let a three-pointer from the buzzer get in. What was that, Duarte? That was an unbelievable shot. It goes into overtime. LeBron at 39. I was going to say, that's vintage LeBron. I don't think I've seen LeBron like that in a long, long time. He hit about like three threes and a couple of jumpers in overtime to seal the win. That was absolutely unbelievable, Rich. I mean, I know you were watching the game. That was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, the clutch shots in overtime. Yeah, to say vintage LeBron, like we were talking about, this early in the season, it's hard to act like this matters, but it does in a way, because it means he still can. You know, look, that's going to be the question every single year with an aging superstar is, will he be able to turn it on when he needs to turn it on? And you sort of saw this coming off of the suspension. You know, the news turned its head towards LeBron James in November. You knew once he got off of this suspension, with all the attention he was getting in market, nationally, he was going to tear a piece off of the Pacers, and that's exactly what happened. Finished with nearly 40 points, 39 on the night, 44 from the field, 42 beyond the arc, 6 assists. I mean, yeah, was it great LeBron? Was it vintage LeBron? Yeah. Does it really matter when we're looking at the till at the end of the season? Maybe not. One game's not going to make a season, but it does prove something that he's going to need to prove year after year from here on out. Can he still do it? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, year on out. Take it game to game right now when you're his age. But now I'll ask you this. I think I was on the air Sunday. I think I have all the days right. When he threw, it was Sunday the day he threw the elbow. Is that what? Did he deserve? My prediction on Sunday night, because the suspension didn't come down until Monday, I believe, was that he was going to get zero games. So he got one game, not a big surprise. I thought it was going to go ahead and be low, but did he deserve one game? I thought he kind of did that on purpose. That was quite the shot he threw out there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he drew blood over the right eye of Stewart. And look, I mean, they get to face each other in short period of time here. That the schedule just has them on the court in just a few days.
Oh, how great is that?
I mean, it's amazing from a storyline standpoint. And the fact that they both got light sentences, I think, is actually – it benefits the league from the standpoint of there won't be as hard of feelings. Like, both players – you know, they'll move on. They'll you know, crest whatever mental hill they have to come over the top of to get back to just playing. But when they see each other, and there's going to be bandages over Isaiah Stewart's eyes, and that's left over from LeBron James, because that's a deep wound right there. To answer your question, though, did he do it on purpose? I lean towards yeah.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
First of all, he was getting covered well. I think he wanted some room. You can make the argument, did he mean to hit him in the face? Maybe not. Did he mean to aggressively swing an elbow, an arm, a fist, a close fist at a player who is guarding him tight? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
And that is a stud athlete. He knows where his body is in space. You can't convince me that he didn't know he was going to make contact. Maybe you can make the argument in court where on his body he was going to make contact. But even that's a tough argument to make when you watch that replay, because it was clean contact.
What leads up to it, though? We don't know. Go ahead and take a look at that. We just see that point. And I really never got a great look at it. I always got a look from behind the basket. So I never got to see the full elbow. I thought it was an elbow that hit him. I didn't know it was his fist or something. I'm not sure if there was a better view than the one I was seeing out there. But I guess the one game I'm fine with, for the people that thought he should have get like 5 or 6, I just thought that was laughable. I go, I'm going to start dating supermodels when he's going to get a 6-game suspension. Like, that's not going to happen, though. It is the first time I think I've ever seen where people actually came off the bench and they weren't suspended. Usually you take like that 1 foot or 2 feet off the bench, they come down on hard on you. If they stop that, Rich, because I don't remember that being stopped before.
Yeah, I think it's because of the character involved. I think with LeBron James, you throw the rule book out the window. I sort of feel like, look, I mean, if we're going to be very honest with each other, who's the real owner of the Lakers right now? I mean, it's LeBron James. You know, you sign him, he takes over control until his contract runs out. And really, when I look at, even from a commissioner aspect, if you're telling me that Adam Silver didn't have a conversation with LeBron James over the 24 to 36 hours after the incident before the suspension came out, and he had his say, you're crazy. I absolutely 100% LeBron was in the conversation as to how consequence would be legislated. And so, yeah, I was fine with the suspension being a short suspension.
Right.
If you're going to ask me, it should have been flip-flopped. I think LeBron should have gotten the 2, Stewart should have gotten the 1. And I think because the instigator should serve a heftier penalty, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, like I said, 1 game, 2 games, it doesn't matter. By the end of the season, we're going to forget about it.
Yeah.
It was an early season scuffle. We'll see what happens, though, when these two teams meet. And like I said, it's going to be in just a few days here.
He's Rich Hornberger. I'm Arnie Spanier. We're in for the guys Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. We'll come back. We got NFL football tomorrow. It's fill-in season. It's Thanksgiving time. We'll get into the NFL. That's coming up next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Oh, I love when we play this every year. Good evening, everyone. Rich Hornberger, Arnie Spanier, writer on Fox Sports Radio. In for the guys, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon. Let the fill-in season and the fun begin. Rich is not just a fill-in guy. Rich, you do a show down in San Diego, correct?
Yeah, I'm on. I'm heard on the radio at least 6 days a week, and during the fall.
Wow.
I do the color analysis for San Diego State football. So technically, it's a 7 day a week fall schedule for old, you know, Tricky Dicky Hornberger over here. You know,
oh my goodness,
it's a big commitment. I enjoy it though, and you know. I will say this, the fall my entire life, I mean from the time I was in eighth grade all the way through college and my pro career has just been that head down, you're not going to see the light at the tunnel for a long time, just get through its season, and you find enjoyment and purpose in the work. So here I am just grinding it out in the salt mills once again.
Well, while you're grinding it out, let me ask you, during your playing career, have you ever had the chance of playing on Thanksgiving? Did you have a chance to do that or what?
I did. What year was that? That was, well, one of the years I was with New England. So somewhere between 2009 and 2011, we went out to Detroit and we played the Lions on Thanksgiving. We got the victory. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It's so rare for visiting teams to say, you know, we left Detroit with a W, especially over this past decade. But goodness gracious, a fight for our lives, but we survived it. And I did try to hunt down a turkey leg when we wrapped up that game. One of my offensive linemen were like, dude, that is a TV set. They're going to throw you out of here in handcuffs. So I was like,
I love it. Was it special, though? Did you get to feel like it was a special game because you were playing on Thanksgiving or what?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it really did. I walk away from my career with a couple of, interesting games and oddities. You know, I got to play in the Hall of Fame game my year with the Cardinals. I got to play on Thanksgiving Day. I got to go to a Super Bowl with the Patriots. You know, there were all those games. I sort of hit the bingo card on interesting, nice. You know, scheduled games throughout the course of my career. So, yeah, it's cool. It was cool because I, also a football player, a football coach, you know, really members of the media too. You don't typically celebrate the holidays on the holidays. You just celebrate it on a day off, and so that season was no different. But we got to play on Thanksgiving instead of just having a practice.
Well, we got three games. First of all, I think if I remember correctly, we used to have a time where there was only two games.
That's right.
That's right. Thanksgiving. I don't remember when we added the third game, but it used to just be two, and you better hope they were good games, otherwise you'd be real upset, you know?
Yeah, it used to just be Detroit and the Cowboys. It used to only be Detroit, and then, you know, Jerry Jones, he's like, well, you know, there's room for two, you know, so you got old Jer sneaking his way in on the Thanksgiving festivities to get America's team seen everywhere where turkey's sold. And then, yeah, I think it's been within this last decade to 15 years, they instituted the third game. And like you said, I you know, it's usually one. One out of the three has the attention or the interest. And I think that's true this year with the Cowboys and the Raiders being the one to watch.
What about the, let me just ask you about the Lions. You know, I heard the guys, the Odd Couple, talking about whether we should keep the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. A lot of people ask that question. They're 0-9-1. They're playing the Bears 3-7. Obviously, not much going to be at stake there. Neither one going to make the playoffs. So, why are we watching? Because it's Thanksgiving? Because we're sitting around and we'd rather watch the game than talk to our relatives? because it's now that's 9:30 your time. So the relatives usually not there. It's 12:30. Eastern, that's, you know, when you start getting together and stuff like that. I don't know. I like kind of the tradition, though, to be honest with you. It just kind of sucks that the Lions are so bad. I just wish they were close to 500 where it'd have some meaning, though, Rich. You know, just some meaning out there.
I completely agree with you. I do wish that, you know, and honestly, the reason why I wish it now is because I really like Dan Campbell, the man, like the head coach of the Lions. When you listen to his post-game press, when you listen to this guy talk about football, the passion's there. And he loves the locker room he has. He appreciates the effort these guys show. And frankly, I do too. Like you said, 0-9-1, that may show up as a whole bunch of losses and a tie. But if you look at the effort, they're winning every week. I mean, this team has played virtually everyone they face really tight. And it's a shame that they haven't been able to pile up some wins, you know, but this is a snake-bitten franchise and has been for a long time. It's almost the diametric opposite of a free agent destination, you know, so it's difficult to lure great players there. And they've been bereft of a star at quarterback for as long as I've been alive, you know, so it's really an interesting situation. And that's not throwing shade at Matthew Stafford, because I think he's very talented, but is he a star? You know, the answer is no. You know, there are great quarterbacks who are never absolute stars, like a Phillip Rivers or even an Eli Manning. He played in a huge market, but he wasn't a star. You know, there are stars like the Tom Brady's and the Peyton Manning's and the Aaron Rodgers, and they shine that star as much as they can. You know, Detroit really hasn't been able to attract anybody to come, and as a result, it's been some long, hard years for them.
Yeah, but you'd think they'd be good by accident. I mean, they did have Barry Sanders, you know what I mean? You would think that eventually that things would line up and maybe they would, you know, get the 500 and make a run at the playoffs. You can't be this bad for this long. Something's got to change. I mean, luck has eventually got to be on your side. You can't be the worst franchise all these years, you know?
Yeah, I do agree with you. Eventually, look, the pendulum swings, and at some point, the pendulum will swing the way of the Detroit Lions. What it's going to take, honestly, and I feel strongly about this, is two things. One, and they try to do it by drafting Penei Sewell, but one is going to be getting their offensive line and their defensive line built up. Because even though this is a passing game, it's one in the trenches still. You need to have talent up front to get after the passer. You need to have talent up front to protect the passer. And then two is you got to find that guy, that quarterback, the dude. You know, the teams that have elite-level play at quarterback are typically the teams that we see in January. That's just the way this league is now. So if you don't get that position right, very little falls in place after that. There are certain cultures and systems who can, you know, despite their talent at quarterback, can still have success. What Reed has done with the Kansas City Chiefs before Patrick Mahomes was there. Alex Smith was their quarterback. He's a top of the second tier quarterback at best during his playing days, and they were perennial playoff teams. You know, the New England Patriots, for a long time with Tom Brady, they considered him a game manager until he advanced and became a mad scientist like his coach. And now with Mac Jones, I mean, not the greatest playing his position, but the culture is strong enough. So you got to build a good culture. You got to build a great offensive and defensive line. And you need to find that dude at quarterback. And right now, the Detroit Lions really don't have any of those three.
No, we'll go through the Thanksgiving Day games. We'll touch on that. Obviously, the Cowboys playing at home, the feature game, at least I think the feature game. And one more thing on the Lions, not only are they a bad team, their play could kill you. I'll tell you what I'm talking about when we get back. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Rich Hornberger, Arnie Spanier here on Fox Sports Radio. Sitting in for the guys tonight, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon, on this Wednesday night. By the way, Rich, this is supposed to be the biggest party night of the year. I don't know if you know that, right? The day before Thanksgiving. You know?
Yeah. That is, they call it amateur night. You know, everybody's got the day off tomorrow. I was actually, I finished my San Diego radio show and then stopped by a tavern for dinner before making my way back over to Fox Sports Radio Studios and working with you here tonight, Arnie. And I did notice that there was a plethora, which is a massive abundance of fellas and ladies bellying up to the bar and ordering a schnapps or two. You know, it feels like love's in the air. People are getting back together. The holiday season has begun.
Yeah, especially after last year. By the way, I mentioned the Lions. Not only are they a bad team, but they could kill you. They're killing other fans. As a matter of fact, a local man's old bit blames the Steelers for his death. He's a Steeler fan. 76-year-old Wayne Alexa of Crafton died on Sunday, November 14th. That's the same day the Steelers tied the Detroit Lions. His old bit posted on Pittsburgh's cremation and funeral care website explains he died after a long battle with the Steelers. he was at his home with his family when the game went into overtime against the 0-8 Detroit Lions, and that was all he could take. It makes it sound like he died in overtime. I don't know. Did he end up seeing the tie? I've seen some obits like this before, but this just cracks me up. I mean, do you think like this just sent them over the top there and said, I can't take it anymore?
Yeah, I'm
checking out.
The heart only can last for so long in the first place, and then you put that level of strain on. I don't know if you watched that. So, you know, Hartman and I, we do that Red Zone radio show, and it's 10 to 2 p.m. Pacific time, and so it's that early slate of NFL games, and that Lions-Steelers matchup happened to fall in that slate. So I slogged through along with whatever was left of America watching that garbage heap, the end of that game and into overtime. Nobody wanted to win that game. It was sloppy and yes. rainy, and it was, Arnie, I mean, that was some of the ugliest football we've ever witnessed, and it took a man's life.
Are we allowed to laugh at that? I mean, they make us laugh when they said that they killed him. I mean, come on now.
I mean, think about the heartache, though. Like, you know, Steelers, I mean, they've had some good – I mean, the man's 74 or 76, whatever. I mean, they've had some good years in that man's lifetime.
Yes,
good coaches.
Yes.
Cowher and Tomlin. I mean, like – Hall of Famers at head coach and, you know, great quarterbacks over his lifespan. Imagine, like, the strain on the heart muscles that the Lions or the Mets or the Islanders or the Padres or the Kings or the, you know, you name it. You could go through every league, every team, and there's at least five or six of them that, I mean, you know, people probably keel over every year and we say, well, we don't know what caused it. Well, now we do.
Fan of the year. I remember there was a story up in Green Bay that it was so cold outside. There was an elderly guy that would not go inside no matter how cold he got. And finally, after the game, he went inside and they had to amputate a couple of his toes because he got frostbite and he wouldn't go inside during the game. He just couldn't go inside.
Now, is that called frostbite or is that COVID toe?
COVID toe. Yeah, I forgot about that. Aaron Rodgers. By the way, wasn't it Aaron Rodgers that said he had COVID toe and then he says we gave bogus. Did that come from him or am I wrong on that?
What's great, I don't know. So I believe it went in this order, and you could correct me, America, if I've got this wrong. I believe it was. It surfaced end of last week. He had an issue with his toe. He played the Vikings and lost. And he mentioned that he was dealing with some sort of issue with the toe. You know, he said it affected me. It was hurting me. And then I think an article was written saying, you know, this is no laughing matter. You know, Aaron Rodgers has COVID toe. And then he responded jokingly talking about, yeah, you know, everything was fine until the COVID toe hit. And then had to prove that it wasn't actually COVID toe by removing his sock and showing on a Zoom press conference his feet to the rest of the known world. So I think that's the timeline, but a wacky week for Aaron Rodgers, like many of them have been this offseason and this season so far.
Do you have to take a COVID test if you have had COVID toe? Do you have to take a quick test on that or no? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, is there a test for the toes? Like, you know, do they go, is it the nose or the toes? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You know, I'm not a doctor. So,
but he makes us sound like we're the idiots giving false reports. By the way, and on a little bit of a serious note, he was talking about having the fractured toe, what was wrong about it and stuff like that, went into great conversation, went in depth, but yet when it came down to his vaccination, he wanted to keep that separate. Now, that's my body, I don't have to explain anything to anybody, yet he's going through the whole toe thing, let me show you this, that, and the other, just like if he had an ACL or something like that. You know what I'm saying, Rich?
Yeah, well, you know, what's interesting about football in general and the psychology of football players and really sort of the I mean, it's a gap in my ability to logically reason all of this, is the fact that when I was playing, and I'm pretty sure this is the majority of NFL players, you'll sacrifice health for the sport, you know, 99% of the time. 99%. I mean, first of all, it's a game where you have 100% of being injured. So really, that number should be closer to 100. But like, the decisions I made to play in games that I really shouldn't have, whether it be with concussion symptoms or a torn MCL or a torn groin or, you know, a herniated disc in my lower back or, you know, an elbow that was dislocated the week before or a thumb that won't stay in place or whatever. You know, I mean, the laundry list of injuries you face during an NFL career, you know, you really do put your long-term health kind of on standby while you go and pursue this dream, this game. And so all of this about the vaccinations and hesitance and stuff like that, I'm just like, really? That's where you draw the line? Like, you're willing to run 22 miles an hour into the chest of another human being, but you're like, yeah, no, I'll pass. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, for me, it would be kind of like, is that what we got to do? And if they say, yeah, that's what we got to do, I'll be like, well, then that's what I'm going
to
do.
Yes, that's exactly. I agree with you there. You want to get in. You want to send us a tweet. We're getting a lot of them. We'll come back. We'll get to the tweets. You could reach us at Orenberg. I'm at Stinking Genius One. We'll come back. Like I said, we'll talk about the other games. Also, there's an NFL player that hates mac and cheese as a side dish. We got to get to that also. The hard hitting topics, Rich, as we sit in for Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, good evening, everyone. Rich Orenberger, Arnie Spanier right here on Fox Sports Radio. We're in for the guys tonight, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon. You want to be part of the show, real simple. At Orenberger, at Stinkin' Genius One, like Rebel said, sweet, Fox Sports Radio, Arnie and Rich Orenberger, a former NFL player and a jackass. I did not play in the NFL, so he's confused.
I'm not offended. I've been called much worse.
Yeah, I think the jackass was for me. I'm thinking that for sure. No doubt about that. But yeah, I get a lot of those. For some reason, I'm hated, especially by the Maller militia.
Oh,
Ben Maller, who comes on after us.
Brutal folks, that militia.
Horrible people, let's just be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
they're horrible.
Really, just a triumphant group of mountain men and women and bridge trolls. I mean, they're scary humans, really.
I got to get to this story. Matt Judon of the Patriots said he hadn't liked mac and cheese since he was a wee tot. He calls the dish overrated. It's just noodles and cheese. He demands that people stop serving the dish on Thanksgiving. I don't know. I think mac and cheese is just fine as a side dish on Thanksgiving. I'm not a turkey guy. I'm more about the stuffing. I'll have a stuffing sandwich with a little bit of turkey and like 10 pounds of gravy. But I can have a mac and cheese. I'm not big into the casseroles, you know, like the pumpkin casseroles or the green bean casseroles or anything like that. And by the way, when you make the stuffing, my mother-in-law likes to put like fruit and stuff. Mm. Don't put a damn fruit salad in the stuffing. I don't need fruit salad in my stuffing. Just stop trying to top year in and year out and just make the damn stuffing.
Yeah,
okay, Rich?
I mean, I'm with you, Arnie. Yeah. You said a lot there, a lot to unpack. You know, first and foremost, the stuffing should be simple. You're going to go with butter, chicken stock, a mirepoix, if you will, of celery, onion, carrot, right? You know, you're gonna use plenty of butter. You know, and you're going to have
tons.
And the stale bread, and that's all you need. You mix it together in a pot, you jam it inside the cavity of a bird, you have yourself a Thanksgiving.
It's got to be in the bird.
It's
got to
be in the bird. It's got to be in the bird. And then to address what you said about side dishes, you know, you take one look at me and you say, well, that guy's not passing up side dishes, and you're absolutely right. You know, I enjoy myself the casseroles. I'll have pumpkin pie in the middle of course one and course two. I mean, I'll mix it up. I have no problem with anything you're willing to serve my way. And then to just sort of, you know, backtrack into what Matt Judon said, I do not want to understate how polarizing a statement it is to, in a country so divided at a time where healing, where we need to somehow bridge this divide. This man is going to stomp all over an American classic and favorite like macaroni and cheese. Does he have no soul?
I don't know how we could do the rest of the show. I'm in tears. I'm in tears. I'm falling apart right now. I don't think I can go on. Someone's going to have to fill in for me. Why pick on the mac and cheese? I don't know. Green bean casserole, I can understand.
Talk about a weird place also to just like draw a line. Like, you know, I understand some people are like, look, I find hot dogs detestable.
Yes,
and while I'll look at them with a sideways glance and be like, what's going on with you? You fighting for the other side? Are you sure? You know, I don't know if I could trust you. You know, I'll let it pass because, you know, we don't exactly know what's inside hot dogs, you know? So there's that. But with mac and cheese, I mean, that is just a staple of my childhood. I don't know how else to... I mean, it's good out of the microwave. It's good out of the pot. It's good 10 days old out of your fridge. It's in the back somewhere, and you're like, oh, wow. I mean, that doesn't go bad, does it? You know, you give it a shot, maybe throw a little Tabasco on it, and it's fine.
Tabasco. Rich, are you a turkey guy? Can you leave turkey, or does it make a difference one way or the other, or you just love turkey?
You know, I'm glad you asked. when it comes to turkey, I mean, am I a turkey guy? Yeah, a couple times a year. You know, if we're not talking like deli sliced turkey, I could have that on a sandwich anytime.
Yeah, you serve.
But like, you know, in terms of a roasted turkey.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I'll partake. It's for me, it's not a linchpin to a Thanksgiving meal. Sometimes, depending on the dryness of the bird, you know, whether or not there's, you know, my favorite is always a drumstick. If the, you know, the dark meat has been, you know, scarfed down, maybe on the second round, I'll take a pass on the turkey and I'll sort of reemphasize the side dishes. And
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm the same way. Pass on the turkey for the second round and just go straight for the stuffing. I could have a whole plate of stuffing and be happy with that.
That's stuffing is the showstopper. I mean, I hear people talk about mashed potatoes, you know, or I had one person say cranberry. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. It's barely a side item. It's more of a condiment. I mean, I'm scarfing down a bowl of cranberry sauce. I'm putting on top of other items that I consider side dishes. But I digress. Stuffing is the best.
You know, cranberry, you're just supposed to put in your, like, turkey sandwiches. That's it.
Yeah.
Just a little couple of... It's not the slice kind, too. What the hell is that? The big Jell-O kind, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it comes out of the can, and it makes that really, you know, suspicious sound when it finally, the air releases. Yeah, it's alarming, but still, it finds its way onto my plate every year.
And that's the hard-hitting sports you're going to get tonight. Hour one already in the books. I don't know where the time flew on by. Absolutely incredible. If you want to get in at Orenberger, I'm at Stinkin' Genius One. We're going to come back, mix it up a little bit. We got some college football to get to. Want to go over the top five, go over Cincinnati. Got rivalry weekend this weekend. We got some monster games, of course, highlighted by Ohio State and Michigan. We'll dive into that all coming up next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah.
Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.